Hello! Hello there! And welcome to
Alex and Jude Talk!
Yay!
we
managed to coordinate that time. I suppose we shouldn't really admit it, but we had a little trial run beforehand and it took a few goes to get us to say that in sync. So we're already winning, Alex.
We are. And yes, talking about things we shouldn't mention, should we just mention that we've just done the whole of the intro on mute? But you know, we're so professional at this, as you can tell, that it's all going to go swimmingly from now on. So we just thought we'd give you an intro into our new podcast.
Yep, really excited to be here. New year, new us.
Yeah,
new podcast. So do you want to go first, Alex? We were just going to sort of say a little bit about who we are.
Okay, so I'm Alex and I'm based in Cambridge, been living here now for at least 30 odd years. Came originally from London and then Manchester and then ended up here. Have done many jobs in my life, but currently my current career is working in radio on Cambridge 105 Radio, Community Radio, and do two daytime shows a week for that. But before that, I was teacher, early years teacher. Before that, I was in outreach at the university. And there's probably a few other jobs in between that. Before that, materials researcher, all sorts of exciting stuff. Know lots of people around the city because of all the various things that lives I've led.
Yeah.
But yeah, how about you?
Me? Well, I'm currently in that really lovely sort of space in one's life when you're between jobs. In a good way, I'm really fortunate. I've got a new job lined up that I'm starting next week. And then just before Christmas, I finished after 3.5 years with a brilliant charity, Alzheimer's Research UK. I was a communications officer there. So sort of working with press, working in PR, that kind of thing. And that goes back to my career before then, which was in journalism. Really great career if you're interested in being quite nosy, talking to people.
We love it.
Getting carte blanche to sort of ask people random interesting questions about their lives and so forth that you wouldn't really just go up to them in a cafe or a pub and be able to ask. But if you've got your journalist hat on, you're allowed to do so. So that's why I always really loved that.
Did you ever do any of those kind of smash hits type things about, oh, and what's your star sign?
Do you know what?
What's your colour?
Do you know what? I think I might have even interviewed you in that way. Do you remember there was a column?
For the Cambridge News. It wasn't quite that.
It was 20 questions.
Yeah, I loved it.
And I basically kind of, it was local people and you had a sort of question and answer format. And I ran out, no offence,
but I ran out. Oh, it's coming out now.
I ran out of famous people
to interview. I wasn't famous.
So then I just basically looked through all my friends, anyone I knew who was interesting, who did an interesting job, who lived locally, and I got them in the paper. That was awesome.
I really enjoyed doing that as well, because it was 20 set questions, weren't they? They were pretty much the same for everyone. And I remember spending quite a lot of time.
Yeah.
I have to dig that out sometime
and
find it.
Yeah.
But that was a good fun. And in fact, I don't think I knew you so well then, did I?
No.
I think you were the sister of Jen.
Yes.
Who is our initial connection. So we're going to give a shout out to Jen already on the first intro.
Yay, Jen. And it's her birthday on the day of recording as well.
Oh,
so
yes.
Double shout out to the lovely
excellent.
Jen.
Yeah. So do we want to say anything about our families and backgrounds and anything at the moment in our thing? Or just
probably
to be
about
all
us. It's all about us.
So, okay, sorry about that, everyone. But, Jen, you did get a shout out there. So, so that was before I met you. And then we realised that we both were extremely nosy. And we thought, why not basically, we love chatting and we can chat forever. So we thought, why not put this to good use and chat about some things that maybe other people might be interested in.
In a very 21st century, 2022 sort of way.
Yeah, because no one else has done a podcast.
No, we're groundbreaking.
Yeah,
we're so original.
We like to be looking at ourselves as pioneers. So,
So the thing to say quite early on in this little intro, this isn't obviously going to be a full episode, it's just an intro, but I'm a bit of a social media addict. So obviously one of the first things I did when we decided we were going to have a podcast was, never mind thinking about the content for the podcast, let's get our Instagram set up.
Absolutely.
Let's get our Twitter set up. Let's get our Facebook set up. So if any of you lovely people who are listening out there fancy giving us a follow, that would be absolutely awesome. We're on Twitter and Insta with the same, what do you still call it, handle?
I think
do I sound
do.
Like someone's nan saying
that? You do, but, it, yeah. it, but I think it is the right word. I don't think there's a new one, but it does sound funny, doesn't
I mean,
it?
I am someone's nan, but there we go. But
yeah, that's another story.
Cyber nan. Okay, so Twitter and Insta, we're at Alex Jude Talk. For both of them. And then we've also got a Facebook page, which I find slightly annoying and troublesome because it thinks we're a shop or something. Keeps talking about customers.
And our reach. And
yeah,
boosting
exactly.
our promos. Yeah, but anyway, we might need that one day to actually show what we're going to be doing.
Here's hoping. But yes, so find us on Facebook. We're Alex and Jude Talk, and it's a page. So yeah, give us a follow for all of those.
And yeah, and Jude is the Instagram queen because, as I say, talking about feeling like a nan. I'm a nan on Instagram. I can only do certain things. And
Insta-nan.
Yeah. over the next few weeks, months, I'm hoping that Jude will also show me how to do some of the things on Instagram. Maybe we'll even talk about it on here because like lots of people seem to know how to do it. And I don't know. And people go, oh, yeah, but it's just so instinctive. Mm. I'm not an instinctive person. So,
really
that's
fun.
Why I'm leaving all that to Jude. In theory, I'm doing the technical side, but so far that wasn't also the best start with us all being on mute, but we got there. So
we got
here
there
today.
we're here we are. Do you know what, Alex, before we go on and talk about like what the podcast can be, I've just realized my cheeks are aching. I've got the biggest smile on my face.
Oh,
we've been talking
yes.
about this for so long.
Yeah
we're actually doing it. Oh God!
High five!
Emotional moment.
Oh no, she's off. So we're also quite emotional. So if we
are
start
women
crying,
in our 50s,
we do cry
emotional.
Often. And I do. Well, I say I think we can set each other off quite easily. So she is quite tearful now.
Yeah.
It says, but in a good way.
I'm glad there's not a video cam on. At
but
the moment,
we have planned this several times. We've had a few business brunches, haven't we?
Yeah.
And in fact, we're going for one after this to celebrate the closing of the first intro.
Highly professional business brunches are what it's all about. Yeah, absolutely. So that's all
so
that
have
talk.
We actually said what we're doing? I'm not
no,
sure
we haven't.
No? Okay.
What are we actually, what's the podcast actually going to be? What format's it going to take? What are we going to be chatting on about every week? Give us a little flavour, Alex. She
right.
says, dropping you in it.
Yeah, exactly. So, every episode, we're going to start with a bit of a chat with the two of us about what we've been doing over since the last episode was recorded. And hopefully you'll find that useful in the nosy way that we are. I mean, as well as you were saying about you being a journalist, this was one thing I wanted to say earlier. I've forgotten. This is my trouble. My brain works in a very weird way. Is that, I always thought I'd make a good detective for the same reason, that I really like finding out about people.
Yeah.
And I don't find it to be gossipy. I'm just really interested in people. And I think we both are like
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
So
yeah.
the idea of the podcast is that we'll start with a bit of a chat, but then we will go on to a topic. We will definitely have a topic for each week. So really to keep us on track, if nothing else. And we've got a whole host of topics that we've already kind of thought about and listed all the things that we reckon we could talk for a long time about and have opinions on.
Plan.
Not necessarily the same opinions,
no,
hopefully,
because
you know, it's nice to have a bit of not just sitting there nodding. And we will also get some great guests on to do with each one of those
relevant
topics.
To each topic.
Yeah,
absolutely. We're gonna also to give it a little bit of a sort of structure every week, because I mean, apart from everything else, I listen to loads of podcasts and I really like ones where you know what's coming at what point in the podcast. So we're gonna start with a little chat about ourselves, and then give a highlight and a low point since the last podcast, which we're going to call a peak and a pit.
I'll say I like that because it's a lot easier, isn't it? Peak and a pit.
Peak and a pit.
That's what it says.
And then at the end of the podcast, we're going to, this is setting ourselves up for random. We're going to randomly pick out of our topics hat. We might even get a real topics hat. That would be cool.
Yeah, I've got a lot of hats. I do like a hat.
What the
looking around the room now.
What the topic for the next podcast is going to be. So we can hear in real time, like, ooh, that's going to be an interesting one. Or, oh, fantastic. I can't wait to talk about that.
Or,
why did we put that on the list? But no, once it's in the topics hat.
That's set in stone for the next episode, isn't it?
Yeah. That's a little motto. Once it's in the topics hat, that's that.
Very nice. So that's already our
Catchphrase.
What do you say, everybody? Once it's in the hat, that's that. Three. Yes. So, that's probably all we need to say about it, really. We haven't been organised, I just realised. We could have done a random organised one for the next first one, but we will leave that for now, shall we?
Yeah, let's leave that till we do the first one. We can pick the first one proper ourselves, yeah. And yeah. Then once okay. We're in the swing. I think we should end, though, by giving a peek and a pit just to get ourselves going on that. So peak being a highlight, pit being a low point.
Now we're going to do both our peaks first and both our pits, or one peak and pit each?
One peak and pit each, okay. I think.
Right. Shall I go?
You go.
Right. So my peak, as we just had Christmas and New Year, was that we went up to Wells next to sea for Christmas.
Oh, lovely.
Which was lovely. And we had a lovely walk on the beach on Christmas Day, which was great. Cold, but great. All was going well until there was a power cut in the house.
No.
And we thought, oh, that's all right. Switch it back on. No problem. Turkey came out of the oven. Fine. All going well. Carrying on. I was out of this, by the way, because my son and his new wife cooked us Christmas dinner.
That's
which is
another
kind of counted within the peak.
Yeah,
I'm counting
this
all as one peak that we went and had a lovely dinner, and it was all going well. And then my pit rolled straight into it because we realised that the power cut was due to the oven tripping electricity, and the oven had broken.
Oh,
and we had no oven for the rest of the Christmas dinner or our time there.
Literally. I mean, well, in some households, certainly in ours, the most important, biggest kind of meal of the year.
Yes, exactly. Hardly ever cook in the oven, particularly.
Yeah. Oh, how gutting,
heat things
Alex.
Up. So the good part of that was that we turned it round. There was lots of fizz in the house. We had dinner a lot later than we were planning, but a lot of it had to be on the hob and a lot of juggling around because the turkey was cooked. So I have to...
Thank God the turkey was cooked because there's no way around that.
No,
yeah.
No, there really wasn't.
Yeah.
And we were thinking about, you know, do you go and knock on one of the restaurants down the road and say, can we use your oven or whatever?
Yeah.
In fact, one of our neighbours had offered after the event when they heard, you could have used us, but you think, well, everybody's using their ovens, aren't they?
Do you know what though, Alex, that's a pit, but that's going to be one of those things like that make that the Christmas you'll talk about,
isn't it? Yes,
you know,
true,
it's like,
true.
Oh, do you remember the Christmas when the oven
everyone
broke?
Was remarkably calm, nobody fell out with each
other. Was that because of the fizz?
I think that helped, and I kept well out of the way.
awesome peak and pit.
What's your peak and pit then?
So my peak was for the first time, was it the first time ever, I went and got a proper girly professional gel manicure.
I didn't realise it was the first one you
had. I paint my nails a lot, but I do it myself, and I get these stickers and wraps and things.
Yeah.
But the aforementioned lovely job that I left at the end of the year gave me some lovely leaving presents, one of which was because they know I love my nails. I'm not a very girly girl, but I love my nails.
And you do change them quite often, don't
yeah.
you? Yeah. So it's probably good that you don't have a manicure every week.
Yeah. And they gave me a voucher for beauty treatment. So I got my nails done. I'm looking at them now. They're a lovely sort of sparkly pale blue with two random nails on each hand, a dark blue. Love that. And I also got my eyebrows done for the first time,
which I love because you posted a thing saying, do you like my new eyebrows? And I had to be the childish one to say, oh, why, where did you buy them from? But they do look very shaped.
Thank
and
you.
Very
yes, first time ever. I'm got a bit of a bushy brow, but
that's very trendy.
Well, so that was my peak. That was really fun at the age of 53, getting my first manicure and so forth. The pit was slightly less fun, but probably a very common one for many, if not most people listening. My husband, my other half, tested positive for COVID on Boxing Day. Very, very, very fortunate, though, because he had virtually no symptoms. He was well.
It was a real surprise to you, wasn't it?
It really was. I mean, I only suggested we'd taken a lateral flow the day before, but I suggested he took one because he said he had a slight hangover and he never usually has hangovers. So I was like, ooh, maybe we should just take one.
Some other people, you see, that wouldn't even have been picked up,
would it? Yeah, no, exactly. And so it was sort of we missed out on some of the family things we had planned, which was a bit sad. Sort of had 9 days of isolation in the end. So we missed out on kind of Christmas with the grandkids, but
and your Boxing Day fun as well.
And our Boxing Day fun with other members of the family. So that was a little bit down. But I mean, as we were saying when we were talking about it before the recording, we got off absolutely as lightly as you could with a
positive
COVID
diagnosis. Because you were with
COVID
people, all your family, weren't you? Lots of family.
Thank God, on Christmas Day. And they were all fine. Everyone tested negative.
Yeah.
I tested negative. So very, very lucky, but it was still, you know, I'm not going to lie, it was a bit of a pit for the Christmas holiday. But
let's hope that's, you know, way behind us now.
Yeah,
and we're hoping. Into now 2022, and it's going to be a really exciting year for us and everyone.
Yeah, absolutely.
So happy new year to you all.
Yeah,
and our socials will tell you where and when you can find this episode, because that's what they're all about as well.
Yeah,
and also obviously subsequent
episodes.
Yeah, I haven't been drinking yet, honest.
But yeah, we're just off the lunch.
So every time we get an episode going, we will let you know on socials, won't we?
Yeah, do follow us. Also, if you have any ideas for what you think would be a topic you'd love to hear us bang on about, or a guest you think would be brilliant for the show, let us know. You know, message us
on
one of our socials.
As well.
Yeah,
you know,
put yourself
don't
forward.
Be shy.
We'd really love to hear from you. We'd love feedback, as long as it's kind.
Yes.
Constructive feedback
is fine, but you know, remember, we are doing this for a bit of fun.
Yeah.
And
be gentle with us, listeners. Yeah. Awesome. Well, even if no one apart from the two of us is listening, I've had a really fun time. I could just talk to you forever.
Yeah, that's brilliant.
But lunch is calling, I think, isn't it? Brunch?
Yes.
No, it's too late to be brunch. It's definitely lunch.
I've had my breakfast, so yeah, let's go.
It's beckoning
lunch
quite soon.
And we will decide on our next topic while having our lunch, shall we?
We will, absolutely.
Well, when I say next topic, I mean our first topic, if this doesn't really count as a topic, does it?
Yeah.
Just being us.
Amazing. So I feel like we should have some kind of sign off, but we haven't thought of that yet.
No, and it can't be if it's in the hat. That's that. we'll have a sign off. We'll think of a sign off.
Yeah.
And we are going to eventually have some music and
jingles
and all sorts of things. But,
yeah,
you know,
yeah. But just
we're
insert,
work in progress.
Insert witty sign off here
yeah.
and speak to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.